Welcome to the Sports Report for Tuesday, October 29th. I'm Mark Daniels. Big night in St. Louis. We'll start with the World Series game number 5, the Boston Red Sox beating the Cardinals 3-1 at Busch Stadium. David Ortiz with an RBI double in the first inning. Matt Holliday would hit a solo home run in the fourth to tie the game, but in the seventh, David Ross, an RBI double. Jacoby Ellsbury knocks in a run with a single, and the Red Sox go on to the 3-1 victory. John Lester went 7 1/3 innings, gave up just the Holliday home run, and struck out 7 for manager John Farrell.
Yeah, this was a big game. For him to go out and pitch like he did against, you know, a top-flight starter in Wainwright himself, we talked before the game. We felt like this was going to be a classic pitcher's duel. It was shaping up to be that way. And fortunately, we were able to break through a little bit in that seventh inning. But John Lester was outstanding here tonight.
And Ross provided the go-ahead RBI that has the Red Sox 1 win away from the title.
There's no way to get too excited because when you know you have this much, we still have a lot of work to do. I can't, you know, I won't let myself get too excited because we have a really good team that we still have to beat one more game.
Adam Wainwright takes the loss for St. Louis, now 0-2 in the Fall Classic, and Mike Matheny's club now has to go to Fenway to win a pair.
You know, our guys have been backed up against the wall before, and this is something that isn't foreign to them, and they know what we have to do. We just play our game, and if we go about it the right way, we'll be right where we want to be.
Game 6 in Boston Wednesday night will feature John Lackey for the Red Sox, and rookie Michael Wacha will try and keep the Cardinals' season alive. Also in the Gateway City, the Monday night football game, the Rams hosting the Seahawks. St. Louis's defense came to play as they held the Seahawks to just 135 total yards of offense. Russell Wilson hit Golden Tate for a couple of touchdowns, 2-yarder in the first half, an 80-yarder in the third quarter. Meanwhile, the Rams could manage only 3 Greg Zuerlein field goals without their starting quarterback Sam Bradford, who tore his ACL last week. Kellen Clemens, the backup, had the job, and he rallied the Rams to a chance late. In fact, he had a goal to go in the waning seconds, but on third down, a run was stopped. And on the final snap, his pass on a fade route in the end zone to Brian Quick fell incomplete.
Called a play that gave me a lot of options. They called the defense. They sold out from a defensive standpoint, brought everybody. So the best option we had was Quickie.
Didn't work as Richard Sherman and the Seahawks come up with a huge defensive stand.
We're very proud of how we played, you know, those last couple plays. We're appreciative of DQ for a great play call. He called cover 0. He put it on the DB's back, and that's how we want to play it. Our linebackers, KJ Wright, did a great job getting the pressure there. And we were able to make the play when we needed it. That's what we were about.
Seattle improves to the NFC's best record at 7-1. The Rams dip to 3-5. Packers enjoying a second day off on Tuesday in the wake of their fourth straight victory, 44-31 over the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday night, a night in which the Packers rushed for 182 yards. Eddie Lacy with 94. James Starks, after missing a month, chipped in with 57. He had just 8 carries, while Mike McCarthy called Eddie's number 29. Times.
You sit here and draw the stuff up on a napkin. I probably want to balance it out a little more. Eddie was in a groove, so you know we stayed the way we did. So, and obviously it worked out well. And when James got his opportunity, I thought he jumped in there and made an impact. I mean, he was running hard downhill, didn't waste any steps, good reads. So, that's why the attempts and things like that. You look at it week to week, but you know I would like got James Starks a few more carries.
Yeah, but Lacy has gained more yards on the ground in the last month than any back in the entire league. And the Packers have been very solid on the ground all season. McCarthy happy with where that run game is because it has become a strength.
It's a two-part answer to players in this scheme. I felt we were going to be better personnel-wise, all the way across. You know, the primary individuals that are involved in the key responsibilities of running the ball better. So we've put more on the plate of our quarterback. I mean, he's handled it very well. So And I've always worried about putting too much on the quarterback's plate because at the end of the day, he's not paid to make run adjustments. You know, he's paid to throw touchdowns.
And Aaron Rodgers continues to do that with regularity. Had a pair to Jordy Nelson in the victory on Sunday night. Packers will host the Chicago Bears in the Monday night game at Lambeau Field next week. More news on the Pack. Linebacker Clay Matthews scheduled to have the pin removed from his Bennett fractured thumb on Monday the 4th, and he's still hoping he'll be back on the field by the Philadelphia game on November the 10th. In the National Hockey League, a handful of games on the ice. The Pittsburgh Penguins beat the Carolina Hurricanes 3-1. Sidney Crosby with a pair of assists as the Penguins snap a three-game slide.
We thought we deserved a little bit better. We had some lapses for periods in the game, and that hurt us and ended up costing us the game. But for the most part, we did a lot of good things. So when you do good things, you don't want to spoil it with some errors that are mental errors. And we bounced back here tonight and got a big win.
Dallas Stars scored 3 in the first and held off the Buffalo Sabres 4-3. Montreal shutting out the Rangers 2-0. Goaltender Peter Budaj with 27 saves.
That's my job, you know. That's what I'm trying to do. You know, obviously, every game is different. You got to prepare hard. You know, it doesn't matter what you did last game. You know, you have to be ready and you have to work hard and you have to be ready to step in whenever you get a chance to play.
5 different goal scorers for the Chicago Blackhawks in a 5-1 road victory over the Minnesota Wild. Vancouver Canucks beat the Washington Capitals 3-2. And the NBA season tips off on Tuesday night with 3 games on the schedule. The defending champion Miami Heat hosts the Chicago Bulls. Orlando will be at Indiana, and the Staples Center will host the Clippers and the Lakers. Milwaukee Bucks season opener will be Wednesday night at Madison Square Garden against the New York Knicks. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.